This is Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast, brought to you by TaylorTalk.org.
All right, we are live for episode 104. I think it's 104. Can anyone correct me on that?
That is correct.
104 of Taylor Talk. We're going to sit here for a few minutes, let some more people join the chat. You know, a few of you guessed already what this special episode was going to entail. You guessed that it was going to be that Taylor Swift would finally join us. So everybody, welcome Taylor.
Yay!
Hey, hi Taylor. Welcome to the show.
For those of you listening in the future, listening on iTunes, wherever you may be, Taylor is not actually here. I'm sorry. It's a stand-up cardboard cutout from Walgreens display that is standing behind me right now. So, so how you guys doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, everybody. So we're here for a pretty special reason. I don't know how to kill more time. I want to give people a chance to actually get here.
Yeah. I don't know how to kill time either.
Why don't you tell a joke, Adam? You're always good with telling jokes at the beginning of the episode.
You want me to tell a joke? Why did Taylor Swift cross the road?
Not sure.
To get to the live Taylor Talk!
Oh, that's good.
I see what you did.
You saw what I did there, Steve? That's good.
I did.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm going to try to do a little better with the whole interactions of people who are leaving us notes here and everything else like that.
Are people leaving us comments?
We got comments already.
Who's saying stuff?
We got the Tony 45-8, which I think what is Twitter's actually what the Tony 45, right? I think so. I remember him saying
that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I see that.
Look at that. Diane looks very pretty.
Thank you.
We have Hannah C. We have Shelly 2123.
We have Hannah.
Ever AMK. Who else do we have here?
I don't know.
Athos S. Perfume. What do you mean you don't know? It's on the page.
It is on the page, but we should get started, actually. We've been dilly-dallying here. So we're here for a very special reason. I know this was called together very last minute, so those of you out there watching, thank you very much for being here. Now, why we're here is very, very special. My hosts here actually don't even know why we're here, because I was sworn to secrecy by the team at Taylor Nation to not tell anybody, including my co-hosts. Now... Steve, do you feel bad about yourself now, Steve?
Well, I feel bad for the fact that it was like, we're doing a live episode. And I'm like, I thought we were waiting until 113, but hey, sure, I'm game.
Yeah, well, You know what? I just thought of a way we can procrastinate, because I like teasing people.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
Well, I was thinking, because we probably have some new viewers out there right now, I wanted to explain briefly what Taylor Talk is. Now, Taylor Talk is a Taylor Swift podcast. Basically, it's an online broadcast. Typically, we're not on video like this. It is distributed through iTunes. You can visit taylortalk.org/iTunes and subscribe there. Listen to us. We chat twice a week about everything having to do with Taylor. Cool?
Cool.
That's basically what we are in a nutshell, yes.
All right, now I'm going to tease you. So you all know that Taylor has this really wicked cool promotion going on right now called 13 Days of Taylor, where the Taylor Swift online store is unveiling some brand new products and fantastic special offers for the holiday season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I am purely honored to actually get the opportunity to present all you guys, including my co-hosts, the next product in the amazing lineup for the fourth day of the 13 Days of Taylor. It's the fourth product. And, I don't know if I said products plural, but yeah, I've got not just one, but two.
There's two?
Products. There's two.
Ooh.
Did I throw you for a loop there?
I thought we only had one. This is just getting better and better.
Yeah? Did I throw you for a loop? Hey, we were joined by Maya. Are you here, Maya?
It is getting better and better. Maya's here.
Well, she will be soon.
Or soon. She's coming, I think. It's working.
Maybe. She's in the chat, but I don't actually see her, so I'm going to keep going with my presentation here. But yes, I do have two products, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, my hosts here, are you guys ready to see the first one? Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, bring it out.
All right. Maya, you here?
She's here. She's muted right now.
There she is. Hi, Maya.
Why is she muted?
Wait, I am muted.
She
is.
Yay.
Hooray.
So, Maya, to catch you up, and also anybody that came late to the chat, for the 13 Days of Taylor promotion, I have two products sitting next to me that are about to be unveiled for the first time.
Ooh.
All right, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Can I get a drum roll, please? I love that sound effect. So, the first product is a brand new Red Tour poster. Check that out.
Oh my god.
That is so cool.
So, how cool is that? Seriously.
That come framed, or did you frame that?
No, I framed this. It is a frame from Target, I have to admit. It's an odd shape. It's 22 inches by 34 inches, and the typical framing stores don't have it, but Target did. So, let's chat about it for a minute. First, I mean, what are your opinions on it? What do you guys think of it, now that you've seen it?
Can you really hold it back up? Sorry, while we
hold
talk
it back
about
up.
It. Yeah.
I mean, there's so just there. That's why I put it down. But yeah, so it's got Taylor. For those of you listening in the future, has a picture of Taylor on the Red Tour, rocking out on her red electric guitar.
That's awesome.
And that's
really cool
Taylor
shot.
Tour.
Yeah, that is really cool. That looks like a shot from her performance of Red.
Maybe perfect. It is the Red Tour.
Yeah.
Like,
it is the red guitar.
Same outfit.
I think it's awesome. Now this, I framed it personally. I invested myself and bought this frame, and I just thought it would be a great piece to put up on the wall. That's why. So I think it's super cool. And that's the first product.
Okay.
You guys have anything to say about it?
I think it's amazing. I'm going to buy one.
I hope you do. Steve, I'm glad you actually mentioned that. Now, for those of you watching, this isn't scripted. Steve legitimately just said that. And it just so happens here, I have a nice little price tag that that I made up here. Guess how much it sells for, Steve?
Well, is this like the Price is Right or anything like that? You know, like if I go over, I don't win?
Yeah, try and get as close as you can.
Are you going to give it to him if he guesses it right?
I don't know. I don't
know.
How
I don't do good with these games. I'm going to go with the magic number 13. Let's go $13.
$13.
Steve's got 13. Diane, Maya?
I'm going to go with $10.
Maya?
Go with $13.
Okay,
and
just the poster, not framed, so 20?
20's a lot.
You all went over. You all failed. You can get this in the store for the low price of $9.99.
Oh, hey.
Ooh, okay.
So $9.99. And when I say you can get it in the store, those of you watching, don't go to the store quite yet, because it's not there yet. But I'll tell you in just a moment when it will be. Now, who's ready for the second product? Because in my personal opinion, this one is way better than the first.
Oh, well then, now I'm excited.
Oh. All right, can I get a drum roll, please? Second one is Red Tour Lithograph.
Oh, oh my gosh. That's cool.
Now this thing, I'm sorry if you're looking at my nose there.
I can't even see you, Adam. You're like hiding back there.
I know. It is quite large. It's 12 inches tall by 36 inches long. That's more of a standard frame size. This one I got a nice frame with a glass front because this one, I'm sorry, I got to put it down so I can speak. This one is I mean, what's cool about the lithographs versus like a poster is it's a much higher quality print. Like it is like a photo finish. Like it feels glossy on top, and you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I would, because I actually have a lithograph right here.
Oh, do you? It's not this one though, Steve, because this
one's not
in the store yet. This one is not in the online store quite yet. It will be in a couple hours. But I mean, I want to get your guys' opinion because I think this thing's freaking gorgeous. Like it's got Taylor
really
in the middle.
Awesome.
The agency to the side, it's got the set list, it says the Red Tour, and it's just a very attractive looking piece. I think it looks great in a black frame. Like, I am going to, one day when I have my own office, I'm going to hang that up in there. I just have to get an office first. but I think it's super cool. So, well, you guys, can you chat for a sec about what you think about that? And I'm going to check the comment section. Hopefully people are letting us know what they think of these two items also. So, ready, set, go, hosts.
I think it's really gorgeous. I love how you could see, like, her whole stage. Like, you get, you know, Taylor and her band, and you've got some of the crowd in there, too. It's like a great, almost like, concert in a frame.
It's like a full panorama.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It makes me miss the Red Tour being in the U.S. anymore. I'm sad.
Yeah.
That's right? An amazing thing. But so, yeah.
I like how there's sort of like an emphasis on the band being in the shot, too.
Mm-hmm. I really like that, too, because I think it captures a lot more of what took place on stage. It's not just Taylor, because I don't know if you guys have noticed this. I noticed this recently. A lot of YouTube videos are zoomed in on just Taylor, and you can't see anything else going on the stage.
Yeah.
And it kind of loses a little bit.
Yeah, that's one thing about going to the tour is, like, I swear my neck is tired by the end of the show from, like, just, like, turning around and, like, oh, what's going on over here? What's going on over here? Oh, the dancers are doing this. Oh, the band's doing this. It's just, like, you know, it's like eye candy across the board. I love it.
So, Steve, now that I made you full screen, I think you could really use these products. Not that you would have space for it, but perhaps one of them can replace the Papa John's pizza box. That's kind of... I mean...
Papa John's pizza box.
It probably smells bad.
Well, you washed it, right, Steve? I'd hope you did.
No,
you can't wash cardboard, Diane.
No,
you can't.
Well, I mean, with a cloth or something, get the oil out.
Does your room just smell like old pizza?
No. Well, the thing is, this is not the only pizza box I ever got. Like, when they did make that available, like, at first I ran into issues that no Papa John's that I went to had it, and then all of them had it, so I kept ordering pizzas left and right, and I had a whole bunch, and I finally got, like, one or two that were, like, in really good shape that didn't have, like, cheese or pepperoni hanging off of it. So that one there is clean and nice, and it does not smell like pizza.
Hey, guys, sorry to interrupt the pizza discussion, but I just checked our Twitter account. We have a couple people commenting on the lithograph and the poster that they absolutely love it, and I'm actually really kind of excited here that somebody attached a screenshot of me holding the lithograph with a view up my nose there. That's kind of embarrassing. It is what it is. But, yeah, so we got 13, Lucky113, who posted that picture. Thank you for showing everybody what it looks like inside my nose. And at Bands of Thieves on Twitter, who said, OMG, the lithograph is gorgeous. I'm getting it. So I'm glad you said that because I really want to let you know how you can get it and how much it goes for. So another round of Price is Right, perhaps. Who wants to go first this time? Steve got it wrong last time. Let's start with Maya, our latecomer.
Oh, the lithographs are expensive.
As close as you can without going over.
I'm going to guess 60.
Steve?
Well, seeing that 13 wasn't the right answer, maybe I'll flip it around and make it a 31.
And Diane?
I'm going to go with, like, $29.99. How about that?
Okay, based on all your prices, I absolutely encourage you all to get this. And I'll tell you why. What?
It's only $14.99?
$14.99.
Is it like on sale or something? I feel like usually the lithographs are so expensive.
You would think, but I didn't set the price.
Well, I'm not going to complain about it.
Don't complain about it. Just go buy
the prices.
It. Just go buy it. But hold up here. So I'm not even done yet because this is even better. All right?
Whoa.
I just threw my page aside. Let me grab it really quick. Okay, I'm back. Now, when you visit store.taylorswift.com and buy anything for $10 or more, like the lithograph, be sure to enter the promo code TaylorTalk.
Ah.
At the checkout.
We do have our own promo code
on the Taylor Swift online store. It is Taylor Talk. You'll be able to enter that at checkout and get something really cool absolutely free. That's right. Free. I keep forgetting my signs. I worked really hard.
Do we
hard
know what the free thing is, or is it just a random free thing?
Oh, no, it's not a random free thing. I know what it is. You want to know what it is?
Do you have it?
Yes, of course.
Who wants to know?
I do.
Ready? Boom, right in the middle. The Red Album poster will be yours absolutely free.
Ooh, wow. That's a cool thing to have.
Yeah, so that's super cool. All you have to do at checkout, you don't have to add this to your cart. All you have to do is enter the code TaylorTalk, the promo code, and it's going to be automatically added for you. And you will get that poster with your purchase of $10 or more, which we all know you're buying the...
Lithograph.
Oh, wait, I just threw up the lithograph sign, but I still have the red poster album. Hang on, guys. I know. Leave it to me to do that.
Technical difficulties.
It is. I feel like such a spokesperson right now. I'm like, yours free with purchase.
I feel that's so official. We have our own code on Taylor's website.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So, lithograph.
Whoa, yes.
Get the lithograph.
Yay.
All right, so that's that, guys. I have just a little bit more to say about it because there is one last thing. I know you thought that was the last thing, right?
This is the best infomercial ever, I'll have to say that.
Steve, I'm sorry, I'm winging it right now. I'm doing a terrible job.
If I was going to watch any infomercial, though, like, it would be this one.
The one with the cardboard Taylor Swift in the background.
Like, this is stuff I actually have a desire to purchase. So.
Right. Now, the one last thing, all right? Taylor Nation is a very kind organization, for those who don't know. Now that I've totally sold you on these products, because I know you all want them, they decided that not only do I get them, but so do you guys. And by you guys, I mean listeners, not Steve, Diane.
Darn it.
Sorry.
I feel excited.
So they did send me extras to share. Absolutely free of charge. Now, because I only have two extras of each product, that's four things I have to give away. So I'd say it calls for a little contest, right?
Yeah.
I don't care. So it's going to be a very simple contest. We want you guys to actually enjoy the show, though. So I'm not going to tell you how to enter until the end. So at the end of the discussion, I'm going to explain just how to win. And then, finally, the absolute last thing, I do have to offer a disclaimer. I got to let you guys know, these products were provided to me free of charge from Taylor Nation in order to provide this review for you. The opinions that we all had here, totally ours. My co-hosts legitimately did not see these before the presentation. I was the only one that did.
I had no idea what they were.
They did not see it. Yeah, right, Steve? You could have missed this episode. I saw them. These were our honest opinions. Hope you guys love the items, because I really do. Like I said, the lithograph would be my choice out of these two. And if you guys love them, please consider visiting store.taylorswift.com. Buy these products. And don't forget to enter the promo code. I already dropped my sign, but it's TaylorTalk. All one word in all caps. TaylorTalk. At checkout to receive your free poster as well. The promo code is going to expire December 13th at 11:59 p.m. So right as it's about to become December 14th, you try on December 14th, forget about it. So be sure to enter now, all right? Now, as far as when these products are available, I know I just keep going on. I'm sorry, guys. I got to get this information out there. But they're going to be available tonight at midnight Central Time. That's Nashville time. So a few hours after the end of this show. Don't miss your chance to get them. Everything I've mentioned here, because I know I'm rambling on a lot, is going to be available for your review at taylortalk.org/episode104. That's episode 104. And you'll be able to review it. We'll have the promo code there. We'll have pictures of the items. All kinds of fun stuff for you to enjoy. But now, we are going to move on with the episode. We got to have a real episode now, yeah, guys?
Yeah.
Now, again,
Wait, hold on, Adam. Sorry to interrupt you. I believe someone had a question about one of the products. Sophia asked if Stay is on the set list for the one poster that has all the...
The lithograph.
The lithograph. Sorry,
that's
a weird word.
That is a great question, and I feel bad. I should have opened this up for questions also, and questions from you guys as well, my co-hosts, if you have any. But this does include Stay.
That's so cool.
So that just made it that much more valuable, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Are there any other questions? Do you guys have any questions?
I have another question. What's the song on there after 22? Wait, no, is that where she does the special song? Is it after 22? Do you guys know?
Skipping to Everything Has Changed. It doesn't say special song.
Oh, it doesn't include it? Okay.
So if you want, I'll actually read... this, since you guys happen to be curious. It goes, State of Grace, Holy Ground, You Belong With Me, The Lucky One, Mean, Stay, 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 22, Everything Has Changed, Begin Again, Sparks Fly, I Knew You Were Trouble, All Too Well, Love Story, Treacherous, and We Are Never, Ever, 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 Ever Getting Back Together.
Cool. I think you put a couple extra ever, ever, evers in there, but it's all good.
I thought I got it right, Steve. I don't know what you're talking about. So, do we have any other questions? Let's check the comment section, maybe. Any questions? Going once, going twice. Oh, shoot, there's a lot of comments on here.
There's a lot of comments.
How am I supposed
People
to find the questions in here?
People are excited about the products, which is good, because I am too.
Ooh, here's a question I'm going to add to a regular episode.
What question was it?
You'll see.
Ugh.
Don't try and skip ahead.
I'm going to try to find it before you ask it.
Is that so? I yes. already added it to our notes here. So, Shelly 2123 said, $14.99, question mark, exclamation, question, exclamation. Yes! I like that
I
one.
I think I've seen a few people wondering if the... the sharing of the gifts is going to be international.
That is a great question. I probably should have thought that one through before, but because I am finding it in the goodness of my heart right now, because I'm the one that has to ship these, and they are not available in the international store, guess who is going to be eligible to enter the contest?
Me.
Internationals.
Everybody in the world.
Everybody!
Perfect. Except for
everyone
us.
In the world. I will ship anywhere for you guys, because I love wow. you so much.
Wow.
Any other questions from you guys, my hosts? Fellow hosts here?
I'm good. Mm-hmm. Good.
Alrighty then. So let's move on with the episode. Again, I know there's a lot of new listeners here right now, people that were curious about the fourth product that don't really know what Taylor Talk is or what we do. Now, because this is the middle of the week, we have two episodes a week. At the beginning of the week, released every Monday, is a more formal episode with news and calendar items, things like that. In the middle of the week is a far more casual episode where we check our Ask FM for questions from all of you guys, and we answer them for you. So this is going to be one of our midweek episodes. I know it's going to be a little earlier. They typically release on Thursday, but since we're here today doing the live episode, we'll answer them now. So first one we have is from, I cannot pronounce this name, I'm sorry. Pariah Sabit? I'm not sure. Anyway, the question is, whenever someone asks me why I love Taylor, it's really hard to give one sentence answer. So if someone asks you guys why you love Taylor, how could you give them one brief answer? Ready, set, go!
I don't think you can. I really don't. It's almost impossible. There's like, as soon as I say something...
Oh wait, sorry, Steve. Time out.
Yes.
Before what? You go on with your thought, I do want to tell everyone, start leaving comments for us while Steve's talking. Let us know how you do it, because I want to
right.
know.
Right, because you probably have a better method than I do, because any time that I say, oh, well, you know, I love her music, I love everything that she does and her charity stuff, and, you know, she just gets me. Then there's always like 500 other things. Like, I can't ever put it into one sentence. So I'm in that same boat. I seriously can't. There's no hope. There's no one word. There's no couple group of words that would really say how I really feel about Taylor and what she is to us.
Steve, that's a cop-out answer.
That is, but no, that's why I figure you can have somebody else answer it.
Yeah, but it's totally right, because I feel the same way. Like, it's really hard to fit... like, how much love I have for her in a sentence, because you really can't, and no matter what you say, it ends up falling short of what you really mean. Like you could say something like, oh, I love her music, her songs are just like my life, but you really can't describe everything in such a short amount of time.
Maya?
Not to be lame, but I kind of agree. Like, I don't know how to sum it up quickly. I think you can touch on parts of it, mm-hmm. but like, you're never going to be able to, like, at least for, I don't know, people who have gotten to the point of craziness of us, so I don't think you're going to be able to, like, describe the entire reason why very briefly at all. Just annoy people. Just tell them about it for like 10 minutes and annoy them. It's fine.
Well, I always feel bad if I go on for too long, because I don't want them to think I'm crazy.
See, this is how you find your real friends, though.
Yeah.
Right? If there are people who don't mind when you do that, then those are the people you hang out with.
That's true.
Really.
Okay, I want a specific word, like Swiftastic.
I want to at least take a shot at answering this question. How can you give one brief answer? And I would say the brief answer would be because she is significantly different from any other artist out there. So until you become a fan of her, you don't understand it. You just have to join in and give her a try.
Okay.
That work?
That's fair.
That's my short answer. All right, next question. We got Paul Vasquez, who asked, we know you guys have been doing this over the past 2 years. Now, again, for new listeners, Taylor Talk just celebrated its second anniversary on November 1st.
Yay!
Has anything changed about how you feel about Taylor as a person in her career? If so, is it good or bad? Panel?
I think everything has changed. That's what I would say.
Oh, Steve. Come now.
I know. No, I think part of it for me is being more involved in the community, chatting with all fellow Swifties, and kind of getting that camaraderie about it. That to me is like a big thing. That like I feel closer to Taylor because of the friends that I've made, the concerts that I get to go to, and just chatting with people online. Just it's great. I love it.
Okay. Anyone else? No?
Well, yeah, I can answer. I feel like for me, since I've started doing the podcast, I know so much more about her because I have to be a good host on this show. Like, I feel like I know what she does, like, every Tuesday. And like,
I'm sorry,
what she did
Diane,
yesterday.
You're going under the assumption you're a good host of this show.
She is a good host of this show.
That was so mean.
Someone can offend me, comment, and make me feel
better.
You're
being a booby head. That's what you're doing.
Oh, now. I was just playing around.
That was mean. Apologize.
I'm sorry, Diane.
Thank you.
Why you gotta be so mean, Adam?
Keep going, Diane.
That's all I had to say, really, before Adam threw me off track. Yeah, I just... I feel like my passion for her music has only gotten more intense because I just follow everything she does. I mean, and there are sometimes I admit where I'm like, oh, I gotta see what she's doing today. And, you know, but it's really like I love it, so I don't really complain.
Who hasn't answered yet? Maya hasn't answered yet.
I don't know. I mean, I think coincidentally, over the past 2 years, I've ended up having just a lot more experiences with her than I ever expected to. And so, I mean, that has definitely changed from when I started doing this. But yeah, it's nice to have this community of people, you know, on the people on this podcast and just people that I've met, people that I talk to who like are some of them I've never even met before. And I frequently tell them my entire life story. Diane is a really good example of that. and like, I appreciate that. It's an amazing thing that Taylor has done for me. And I'm really grateful. So, yeah.
Okay. I guess it's my turn then, huh?
Yep.
So let's see. Has anything changed about how I feel about Taylor as a person in her career? Actually, yes. And the fact is, I respect her so much more the more I've learned about her over the last 2 years. Because it's like I was saying before about how she does things that are so unique. I mean, look what we just did with this episode. Like, we got to unveil a brand new product, and we're not the only ones. This isn't special to us. There are other fan organizations doing the other 13 Days of Taylor. I'm not entirely sure who. I know a few people have already gone and had their opportunity to share their products and their promo codes. But, like, the fact that Taylor gives fan organizations a chance to do something like that, I've never, ever seen another artist do that. And I think the way she manages not just her life, but her business as a whole, because that's essentially what it is a business, is unbelievable. She just thinks out of the box and does things in a very unique way, and it's not just her writing. So my evolution over the last 2 years has been I started doing Taylor Talk because I like Taylor as an artist, and I liked her music. now as I've learned more and more about her, I've started to respect her as a person, and then now even as a business person. And I just think that's been my evolution over the last 2 years. And so I'd say that's a good thing to answer the second part of the question, is it good or bad? That's all I have to say about that.
That's really cool.
So, next question then. Actually, I feel bad. Let's check the comments. Has anybody seen any new comments?
Here's one for you. Is it always called Taylor Talk Live? And that was from at the S Perfume.
The answer to that is no. Taylor Talk Live is when we are chatting live with you guys. Typically, the podcast is a pre-recorded item that gets published and is distributed through iTunes. So you're able to download it after the fact, and this episode, in fact, will actually be available a few hours after this live broadcast ends at taylortalk.org/iTunes. That's our direct iTunes link. You'll be able to download it. It's absolutely free of charge, no cost at all to you. We love iTunes. They help us.
Mm-hmm. Someone said that, they're responding to our question from before, that the way that they just like sum up their love for Taylor is that she makes you feel like she's your best friend.
That's perfect.
That is perfect. That's absolutely perfect. I really like that one because I've heard that a lot lately. She does some very unique things to make her fans feel very welcome and very warm, and that's why we all love her. And
she does. Mm-hmm. Like, actually, I feel like especially if you ever like get the chance to meet her in person, when you talk to her, like, she has this, I don't know, she has this like magical power, like she has an ability to like just like focus on you and like make you feel like you're literally like the only human being in existence.
Yeah, it's like it's she really stares into your soul.
It
almost.
Is. And you just feel like you want to tell her everything.
Pour your heart out.
She'd be so like,
and
like,
she's so appreciative of it. It's wonderful.
Well, there's another unique thing, Maya. You actually just reminded me of something unique with Taylor. Is just that the way she makes you trust her instantly, and I think that has a lot to do with the fact that she writes music about what often gets criticized, and that is her real life and her relationships and things like that. But in my opinion, that's brilliant because that's what makes her fans relate to her and feel like her best friend.
Yeah, exactly. Like, she's really honest. And I think because she's so honest, it like makes us trust her more.
Right.
Because she's just so open.
Right. Now, does anyone see any other comments in the comment thread before we move to the next question?
Well, we got one more here, and actually it could be some people that are just recently joining us. I know we've been discussing the products and that kind of stuff, but if they're just joining us, do you want to show the products again real quick here? And then maybe
yeah, for those just joining, what we have, and I feel like I should also describe it more in detail, we actually have two products that we were able to unveil today, which is pretty sweet. We have the first one is a poster of Taylor on the Red Tour in a striking a cool pose with her red electric guitar. It says Taylor Swift in the red font up in the top corner, which I don't know what that font is actually called, so I call it the Red Album font.
I used to know the name of it, but I forgot.
Yeah, it's her just striking a pose there. The second item we have for those of you just joining us is a Red Tour lithograph, which is really, really cool and very hard for me to display because it's quite large. What it is, for those of you just listening, is a picture of, it's a panorama of the entire stage from the Red Tour. I'm trying to get it closer here for you guys. I'm sorry, I just have a webcam I'm displaying it on. But you have the agency all surrounding Taylor on the stage there, on either side of her. It says Red Tour across the top, and then also has the set list right below it. So that is my favorite of the two pieces. It's very cool. It's like a photo finish. It's not like, you know, a poster that's kind of flimsy that you can pin on your wall. So I definitely think these both have different purposes. You know, I think the poster is a great thing to pin up on your wall. The lithograph, definitely, in my opinion, worth investing in a frame. This frame, I believe it cost me about $30 was all. It wasn't terribly expensive, although it is twice the cost of the lithograph itself. But it is definitely...
That's what's important. You're protecting it.
Yeah, it's definitely worth protecting, and I think it looks fabulous in this black frame that I have it in. It just fits the colors of the stage really well. So I'm glad somebody asked that because I know some people are just joining the chat. You guys, my co-host, ready for the next question off the Ask FM channel?
Somebody wanted to know again what the product is that you get with the promo code.
Ah, the product you get with the promo code is a red album poster. So basically think like the red album cover blown up to poster size. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's big. I don't know if I still have... No, I already closed out the picture of it. Otherwise, I'd show you guys on the YouTube channel here, those of you watching in. But, sorry.
Oh, someone says, apparently the font is called Tungsten.
Tungsten!
Hello, Susie1351 said it's called Tungsten.
Thank you for that.
Now
everybody that's watching knows, and everybody listening in the future knows what the font on the Red Album is called. All right, next question off the Ask FM. We have, this is an interesting one. James asks us, when do you think it will be socially acceptable to be a male Taylor fan, and when do you think Taylor and her management will start to create merchandise that will suit her male fans? Thank you for the amazing show, smiley face. So, Steve, I feel like this question is more targeted for you and I, and I actually felt it to be very appropriate for this episode. It's kind of ironic that it came in when it did, when we're displaying new merchandise, because I think when people think Taylor merchandise, they immediately think in their heads, they think t-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, things like that, and for the most part, those are catered towards women, right? Mm-hmm. However, what we actually displayed here today, the red lithograph and the poster, I'm proud to be able to hang those on my wall. I think they're really cool. Mm-hmm. So I think those are not necessarily male-oriented, but they're definitely unisex products, and there's others like it in the store already.
Right. Well, that's part of it, is having products like that, they're available for everybody, but I think he's probably also referring to, like, actual, like, guy merchandise, like, to wear, like,
so
guy-fitting.
So you think it's, like, people are looking, or he's looking for products that are actually made for guys, not unisex.
Like specifically for guys, because a lot of the products are made specifically for females, so why can't we have products that are specifically for guys?
Well, I do have to point out the fact, though, Steve, that it's well known that this is a predominantly female-dominated fan base. You know, you and I and James are, in fact, in the minority. However, I think it could, do you know what could be a simple fix, actually, is a lot of the t-shirts, in my opinion, are unisex. I actually have several of the t-shirts. Steve, I know you do as well. I've seen you wear them. Mm-hmm. What could make more guys confident in buying them? Have a few male models on the website, because even the shirts that are unisex are being modeled by female models.
That's a good idea, and I think that would be like a really quick fix. Like, they wouldn't even have to make like a new shirt. Just throw a shirt on a guy, you know, and then make that be like the little promo image for the t-shirt.
Right,
that's not where I thought you were going with that originally. You know what, what I thought you were going to say is I thought you were going to say something along the lines of, go ahead and cut the sleeves off and make it a muscle shirt.
Now, if you know, if they need a model for one of those male shirts,
you and Steve will volunteer.
Yeah, strike a pose. Here, Steve, I'll put you on the big screen. Strike a pose for us.
Should I be like?
Something happened to my camera.
Uh-oh.
Like
we lost
muscle pose. There should be a button at the top where you can go.
There's a button, but it has a slash through it.
Uh-oh.
Can you click it?
I can click it, but it just turns red when I click it.
Can you click it again? We still hear you. We just don't see your video.
Yeah, we hear you. So let's keep going with it.
And now it says HD, but I'm not there.
Wait, it might be coming back in.
It's all right. Let's keep going with it. So do we have any other ideas? Now, the other part of the question actually bothers me a little bit. When do you think it'll be socially acceptable to be a male Taylor fan? And here's a reverse question.
Too, Adam.
Here's a question in return. When was it ever not acceptable to be a male fan?
Yeah,
it's less acceptable. Like, just less common, and so people tend to be more surprised by it. But I mean, I don't think it's unacceptable. You just have to kind of be proud of it, I think, and stand up for it.
Well, yeah.
According to whose standards, though?
Everyone else's. Like, I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying that's kind of the way that it is. Like, I'm 100% sure that you and Steve have both gotten looked at sideways when you told people that you love Taylor Swift.
I get a few looks when I tell them I host a Taylor Swift podcast. But...
yeah. It's like people don't expect it. It's not, she is not someone who people normally, men normally, like, identify with.
But that same assumption is... that.
Well, one at a time, guys. Steve or Diane. Sorry. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo for it. Rock, paper, scissors. I don't care. Who wants to go first?
Well, I think part of it that goes with that is the age group, because that's the other part that I always see where people are like, oh, Taylor Swift fan, you got to be between these ages. You have to be female. And that's not true at all. That may be what the majority of fans are, but that doesn't mean that we can't be fans too.
Yeah, okay. I don't judge guys for liking Taylor, and most of the guys that I know that do like Taylor, they like her because she's beautiful and they want to marry her. Like, that's pretty much the consensus that I've seen, and that makes sense. Like, she's a pretty girl, like, it makes sense that guys would like her, and they can like her songs too, by extension.
But now, a lot of the songs that she has apply to anybody. It doesn't have to be specific to, oh, this is only... Some of the songs are geared towards the female audience, but there's enough that are geared towards any audience.
Okay. Now, here's a question for you guys, because somebody mentioned the whole age thing. I think that was Diane. How do you think the perception is right now of, because it is perceived to be a young female audience, of having guys be a part of that fan base? Because Steve and I are both adults.
Right.
So, maybe, I mean, what do you think? If you're like, rewind the clock, and you're like 15-year-old Diane, I mean, would your parents be okay with you going to a Taylor concert if they knew that me and Steve were going to be there also?
I mean, if I was 15, my dad might drive me and come get me when the concert was over. Like, I don't think his thought would be, oh, she's going to go to a concert and some guy's going to kidnap her.
Okay.
I don't think Taylor Swift male fans are creepy. I haven't met any creepy Taylor fans. I'm sure they're out there, but I haven't met any.
I've only met awesome people.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's the perception sometimes that's out there, and you know,
right.
All great people. Come check us out and hang out and talk to us.
So going back to the question James asked us, when do you think it will be socially acceptable? Would you say the time is now?
Sure.
It is, in fact, socially acceptable.
Right.
You know, on a lot of people on Twitter and on social media use fake, I don't want to call them fake accounts, they're real accounts, but they use fake names like SwiftyFan1862. I don't know, I just made that one up. Watch there actually be someone with that name. and I honestly don't know who I'm speaking to. On my Twitter account, my personal Twitter account at least, it is at Adam Bromberg. My whole name. The default picture is a picture of me. So right off the bat, anyone I talk to in the Swifty community knows exactly who I am and what I look like right from the get-go. And yet I have never once talked to someone on Twitter that has judged me for it, ever, no matter the age. And there have been some young people, and I don't know this because I don't know who they are. They hide behind anonymous Twitter names and things like that, which I respect. If they're younger, they're protecting their privacy, and that's probably a smart idea. But the fact is, they speak to me, and there's no hesitation at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're not creepy, Adam.
I try not to be. I mean, that depends on who you ask, Diane. But, you know, I hope I don't give off the creepy vibe. I mean, nobody has ever called me a creep or stopped talking to me because they found out I was a guy and I liked Taylor Swift. So, truth be told, I do think it's socially acceptable. And likewise, speaking of the podcast, like I said, I get some funny looks from time to time. However, when I follow up those looks by explaining what it is and what I do with it, they end up thinking it's a really cool thing, and they end up respecting it, not thinking I'm weird or a freak or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
So that's my opinion on the matter.
I got one other part for the end of that question, which was about, you know, when is Taylor Nation going to have more guy merchandise? That is also a blessing in disguise, because that kind of means that we're allowed to be creative and do whatever we want to do to kind of make our own merchandise. That's what I like to do.
What do you mean?
Well, like, can I step away for a second? Grab one of the things I've done before.
Yeah. How about I'll just do a little dance over here. Well, Steve, hurry, go. I'm dancing right now. All right, I'm putting the camera on Diane.
You want me
hey,
to
Diane.
Dance now?
Hi. Diane, tell us a joke.
Oh, look, Steve's back.
I'm go back. No joke. So this is something I did for the Speak Now tour. I thought it was pretty cool. It's very guy-oriented because guess what?
Oh, Steve's video is gone now, so now we can't see it.
Oh, we can't see
I
it?
I can still see him.
I can't see Steve. You can still see Steve?
Well, Steve only wants to show me. Oh, now it's gone. Yeah.
Oh.
Steve, why don't you describe it for us? I was able to see a little bit. It looked like a tie. Okay.
It is a tie. Because
oh, he's back.
Well, I know about this tie.
Oh. Ta-da. It's a tie with Taylor on it. Which this
how
is
did
cool.
you get her picture on the bottom like that?
Okay, well, first off, I tried actually drawing, but I do not have any artistic skills to draw.
I don't either.
So I used one of those iron-ons that you use for T-shirts, and I was like, I wonder if you can iron something on a tie, and lo and behold, it irons on.
That is really cool.
So this, to me, was a very guy-oriented thing, because not that women can't wear ties, but in general, guys usually wear ties, so And you're going to a concert. I feel like I want to dress up when I go to something like that. So it was an idea to make my own tie, make it Taylor Swift oriented, and I think it's a real cool idea. That's the creativity that you can do because there is a lack of guy merchandise for that.
You want to see a very masculine Taylor-related T-shirt?
Sure.
Okay. I have what I'm wearing. Boom!
Oh,
the official Taylor Talk T-shirt.
Shameless plug.
And had Steve guessed on this one, he would have been right. They are only $13 on the Taylor Talk website, not the Taylor Swift website. Now, are we good with that question? Do we have any comments in our comments stream?
Have you guys? You don't have a $13 price tag to hang up this time. I thought you had price tags for everything.
That was inadvertent, Steve. I wasn't planning on plugging our own T-shirt on here.
Okay.
I was just wearing it and figured I'd share because you walked into it by explaining creating your own merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
So what have we got in the comments stream?
We got some new people joining us here now. So it's been good that, you know, we've gotten some more people to join in. We got Super Swift Fan 4 just joined us.
Thank you for joining.
Just right after work. Yay.
Welcome.
And we got some comments about the, you know, guys not being creepy and we're not too old to be Taylor fans, so that's great.
Unless you're Steve.
People can see me. Hello, hi.
That's always good that we can see you. So let's move on to the next question, which was actually pulled from this stream. It is, how long have you guys been fans of Taylor? I think that's a valid question. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Diane.
I've been a fan of her since, gosh, how old was I? I think I was like 14 going on 15. It was right after her first CD came out. And I listened to it, and I was just kind of like, how does she know my life? Like, how could she have written, like, all of these songs that I can relate to so well? And I was just, like, in love from that moment because I felt like she really knew me. And we were best friends, like that person said in the comments.
Neato. Maya, how long have you been a Taylor fan for?
Oh, man. I think I discovered her in... It was... Wait, let me think about this. I don't remember exactly when I discovered her. I remember hearing her songs on the radio and kind of, like, sort of being interested, but, like, not actually catching on to it at first. And I actually remember that I saw the Our Song music video. And that was, like, the first thing of hers that I ever saw, and I thought that she looked really mean. And
oh, really?
She reminded me of all of the girls in high school who I didn't like, and so I was just like, oh, no, I don't like her. But then after I heard the stuff on the radio long enough, it took me a while, and eventually I remember that I bought Tim McGraw, Teardrops on My Guitar, and Picture to Burn from iTunes, like, all on the same day, and then I started listening to those, and then before I knew it, I was kind of obsessed. And I even remember asking my parents for money because I remember when Fearless came out, and I was going to school that day, but I didn't have money, but I really wanted to buy the album, so I had to, like, beg my parents to give me money so that I could buy it, and then I just listened to it all day, and I remember forcing my friends to listen to Love Story, because I thought it was, like, the greatest thing that ever happened, and, yeah, so I think, since, I think it was 2007, yeah.
That's so, really cool. On a side note, I wanted you guys to know that you're terrible guessers, because our good buddy at Smiles for Taylor guessed $14.99 on the lithograph. She tweeted it to us.
Nice.
You guys all went over.
She must know.
Oh, how would she know? Nobody's ever seen the product until I just unveiled it.
Because maybe on the store, other products similar to that are also $14.99.
And it's Katie. She knows everything.
Katie knows everything. Yeah.
That's true.
Taylor Swift ninja.
Ninja. So, Steve, how long have you been a Taylor fan for?
It was during the first album. It wasn't immediately after she released the album. I heard the songs on the radio. Our song was really the song that got me hooked, though I didn't go to any concerts until the Speak Now tour. I didn't really ever think of that. I wish I should have. Like, I feel bad that, like, I had an opportunity to go to the Fearless tour and I did not. Or when she was touring with, like, Tim McGraw, I didn't do concerts, and she's kind of turned me into, like, a concert goer now. I'm always going to concerts, so that's one thing I love, so.
You know what? It's interesting, Steve, that you mentioned... Shoot, what were you just talking about? I totally lost my train of thought.
This happens all the time on the show, guys.
Oh,
FYI.
Fearless Tour, sorry. No, I was listening. He was talking about how he had the opportunity to go to Fearless Tour, and he didn't.
Okay.
Now, something interesting, and I've mentioned it before, Fearless Tour, out of all three, was the only one to come through my hometown in Vegas, Las Vegas. And that's the only one I did not attend.
Oh,
of course you missed out.
Now, the reason for that actually ties into the question, which is the fact that I didn't become a Taylor fan until a little more recently than you guys. I hate to say it, but at least when I do something, I do it big, right? I became a Taylor fan and then started a whole podcast about her. I didn't mess around. But I probably became a fan of Taylor during the Speak Now era when, you know, Speak Now was coming out and releasing, and I gave her a shot with Speak Now, and to this date, I can't call that my favorite album. They're all my favorites, but I definitely love Speak Now, and that's how I became a fan, and that's how it got me into it. And
so you're
really,
saying it has
a
special place in your heart, then.
It does, in my heart.
Aww,
your Taylor Talk heart.
Yes, in my heart. you got me sidetracked, Steve, but the story I was going to tell is what actually did it for me. And it's weird how all these questions for me today have tied together, because what did it for me was, you know that USA Weekend thing that comes in the Sunday newspaper? It's like just sort of a little, like a mini magazine that comes in the Sunday newspaper. Well, there was an article on there one day, and I knew who she was, and I was like, oh, she's cool, I'll read the article, right? And it told a story there about how one day when she was just driving through her hometown in Nashville, she saw a little girl wearing a Fearless Tour t-shirt.
Oh my God, that's my favorite Taylor story of all time.
Yeah, when she saw that, she actually made a U-turn, followed this girl into, I believe it was a video store or a video game store, can't quite remember. But she followed this girl and went up to her and is like, hey, I just wanted to come meet you. And the girl started crying. And so that story was when I realized how different Taylor was from other artists, and that's why I say this tied into earlier questions.
And you know what's funny is you'd think that that's something that, like, oh, like, Taylor used to do that when she was less famous, like, she can't do that anymore. But actually, last time I saw Taylor's dad, he was telling me about how he has learned now that if they're ever driving around in Nashville, if she looks out the window and says, shirt, that means that they have to pull over because she just saw someone wearing their shirt and she has to get out and talk to them.
So basically, so cool. The moral of the story is we all need to walk around wearing
when
our Taylor shirt.
When you go to Nashville, wear your everywhere. Taylor shirt, because Taylor is literally driving around looking for people wearing them.
I don't know if she's looking for them or just happens to spot them.
I'm pretty sure she's looking for them.
Probably both.
She loves doing things like that for people. It's so cute.
Hey, Steve, we got a comment on Twitter here for you. Okay. At Can't Reach Carol said she loves the tie. That tie is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So for those just listening to the audio, Steve has the Speak Now album cover on his tie. Got a couple questions here. I do want to answer some questions, some of your questions, before we go. One person asked, what is the length of the lithograph? That's 13, Lucky 113. It's 36 inches long. That's 3 feet long by 1 foot tall, 12 inches. So that's the length of the lithograph.
Here's a good one here, Adam.
What's up?
Shelly 2123 said, what award show performance is your favorite of Taylor's?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I would actually go with the Billboard Award performance from this year. Took place at the MGM here in Vegas, and I actually was, in fact, in attendance at that. But it was really well put together. It wasn't just an ordinary stage performance where Taylor got on stage and did a performance. It actually started backstage with a camera following her through. And what it did, because it was here in Vegas, was took local performers, including like Cirque du Soleil performers, and things like that, and they incorporated that into her entire performance, and you had all these local Vegas performers involved as well. And the coolest part, they had the Jabberwockies, who, for those who don't know, are this really cool dancing group that were wearing these bright colors and masks, so you can't actually see their face.
Sorry, my phone.
Oh.
Who has a house phone anymore, right?
Oh, apparently Diane does. I will keep talking, though. So okay. It was just really big, huge performance that was really amazing and incorporated a lot of performers outside of her own dancers that included all these Vegas performers. So that was really neat for me. I don't know if you guys got a chance to watch that or if have a different favorite, but I'd love to hear from you guys, too.
Well, one of my favorites actually is that one right there, if you guys can see, I'm pointing back there to the Should Have Said No performance that she did at the ACMs in 2008. That was the one that had the waterfall in it and everything.
Oh, yes,
that
I
love
that
really
one.
Really cool.
That's my favorite. That's neat.
One. That one was awesome. I believe she put that one in her first tour, didn't she, Maya?
Yeah, the performance on tour was like exactly the same as that, and it was so cool.
Cool. Diane or Maya, do you guys agree with ours or have a different opinion on a favorite?
I really like her performance of I Knew You Were Trouble on, I believe it was the Brit Awards. That was the first time she had ever done that song live, and she just slayed it. And that was the same performance that she used on the Red Tour, which is my favorite act of the tour.
That's
cool.
A good one.
Yeah.
And last but not least, Maya.
Oh man, there's been so many. I mean, one that sort of stuck in my mind is, okay, well, two. I liked her performance of We're Never Ever Getting Back Together on the EMAs, because that was the first time that we got to see, like, the whole circus thing, and there was just so much going on there, and it was really cool. And my other favorite was the whole thing that she did for the VMAs when she was in New York, and she rode on the subway, and then she performed outside, like, on top of a taxi. I thought that one was really fun.
Yeah, that was cool.
And I believe that was right after she had that mishap with the camera.
It was, yeah. And then she just went out there, and she just rocked it, and it was awesome. So
sweet.
Yeah.
So, naturally, for those of you who are new and are not familiar with what we do yet, we have a website that accompanies Taylor Talk. It is taylortalk.org. And at taylortalk.org/episode104 for this episode, we're going to include any videos we can find that were of the events we're talking about. So, definitely check that out if you haven't seen any of those performances. taylortalk.org/episode104. That's also where all the information is going to be with the information about the lithograph and everything else. Now, for those watching live, it's not going to be up immediately after the episode. You got to give us a couple hours to do it, but it will be up soon enough. And speaking of the lithograph, I found a question here on YouTube. Someone asked about it, and that is when it's available. And I want to reiterate, the lithograph will be available tonight at midnight Central Time. So that's Nashville time. Midnight. All right? Do you guys have anything else going on?
Yeah, well, there's a couple other good ones out there.
A couple other good ones?
Well, Lorzano,
he's our comment keeper upper.
I'm trying to. Lorzano asked us, have you guys ever brought a fan on one of the episodes?
What do you mean a fan? Like, we are all fans.
Well, yeah, but I think specifically, like...
Oh, I think
you mean
the listeners of the show.
Okay, right. Someone that listens to the show. The short answer to that is yes. The long answer is not a whole lot. The reason being is because we do all record on, professional-level microphones and things like that. This episode's going to sound a little screwy for those of you listening right now because we're doing this whole live YouTube thing and not using our correct recording equipment. However, we have had certain situations. We had an episode where we did a Taylor Swift-themed Jeopardy, and we had a couple of Taylor Talk listeners on to compete against each other to win a Taylor Talk t-shirt. When else have we done it? Going way, way, way back, we had last year during the Red release, you guys remember Sarah, who won the Good Morning America competition and got flown out to New York to get to go to the Taylor release stuff for the Red album. We had her on to come talk about the episode, and by complete coincidence, she also happened to be a listener of Taylor Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys think of any other examples?
You had me on a show, because I started as a listener.
Diane and Steve both started as listeners, and now here they are.
Great. I really think we need to bring back the Taylor Swift Jeopardy again here. We haven't
played it in a while. Yeah, we should do a little game one episode.
We haven't
some
done
more
that.
Fans in. Put Steve that on listeners. One of our future episodes.
Yeah. What else you got, Steve? I thought you said you had a couple questions.
Well, there's another one, but I have no idea what the right answer to this one is right now. From Lauren L.
Question?
And it is, what is your favorite Taylor tweet?
Ooh.
Oh, I know.
Wait, I had one, and I forgot it. I came across it the other day, and now I'm trying to remember what it was.
It was on her birthday. Well, my favorite, it was on her birthday, and she said, I am so 22 right now. And then when it was my birthday, I quoted that.
Oh, I know what's happening.
That one's cute.
I don't know exactly what it is, but I remember the idea of it. No, it was, why did no one tell me that I had chocolate all over my face? Like, you ate it alone, Taylor.
That's funny.
I am trying to find one. I remember the gist of it, but I don't remember it exactly word for word. Here it is. I found it. All right, my favorite one, Taylor tweeted, I even got the date here, July 11th, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's July 12th, 2011. Sorry. Flip that. Anyway, Taylor tweeted, searching for my glasses, a task that would be so much easier if only I had my glasses.
I remember that one.
I love that one. That is
that one was classic. That's one of my favorites. One of my all-time favorites. I definitely retweeted that one. So, Steve, what else you got?
Well, at least for my answer, I don't know off the top of my head because I'd have to see if I could find the tweet, but it was one of those ones that was a picture, and it was like a late-night thing where she had her record player, and she had like records sitting on the floor that she was listening to. And I remember there was a Bruce Springsteen record. I think there was a James Taylor record, and I can't remember what the third one was. It was either like Carole King or Carly Simon. I don't remember what it was, but she had like records on the floor, and I was like, that would be cool.
This is really cool.
That was one of my favorites.
So I want to give a shout out, guys, because I just found a comment that I really appreciate, even though it's an older comment. Plove Mad on YouTube here said, hi guys, just woke up now. It's 6 a.m. here in Iran. So we have someone watching from Iran or Iran?
Iran.
Sorry. My bad. At 6 a.m. So I'm actually impressed by that dedication. Really actually flattered more than anything that someone would wake up at 6 a.m. to do that for us. Cause
I know. I don't wake up at 6 a.m. for anything.
if I hadn't woken up. It'd be tough. But unless we have any more questions, I think we should probably get wrapping up now. What do you guys think? What do you reckon?
Sounds good to me.
I think we're good for now. I mean, we'll be back, so no worries.
Okay. So real quick, just to recap, what's going on with the 13 Days of Taylor promotion? We have two new items, the Red Tour lithograph. Ba-boom. For those of you watching, you can see it. And we also have a Red Tour poster of Taylor with her sparkly guitar. The poster sells for $9.99 in the Taylor Swift store. Lithograph for $14.99 in the Taylor Swift store. Remember, guys, if you spend $10 or more, enter promo code TaylorTalk, and you will get a free poster. All right? Now, normally, Diane, we actually got yelled at for this last time because you didn't on the last live episode do your little, "We are not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift," your little disclaimer at the end. However, I'm going to cut you off before you do it.
Oh, okay.
I want to specify the podcast is not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift. However, the 13 days of Taylor promotion is being put on by the official Taylor Swift online store. So that's definitely something worth supporting, even if you don't support us. But if you do support us, use that code TaylorTalk at checkout, and a free poster will automatically be added to your shopping cart, and it will be sent to you for free with your package. And Steve just reminded me of something very important. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
He texted me in the middle. I forgot to announce how you can win the additional products that we were given.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, at the beginning, we were given two extra lithographs and two extra posters. So, to win those, right after the show, we are going to tweet something very similar to this. I don't have the exact wording yet because I haven't typed it. But it will be something similar to retweet and follow to enter. And you have to mention both Taylor Talk 13 and Taylor Nation 13, because Taylor Nation is the one that provided these extra gifts for us. So we have to thank them by, well, thanking them. Thank you, Taylor Nation. So remember, guys, it's going to be something similar to that. Look for it. It's going to be the first product over the next couple days. I'm going to do retweet to enter with the subsequent three products. There's going to be one tonight, then another one maybe tomorrow, then the day after that, then the day after that. And that is open to everybody worldwide. All right? Remember, guys, we love you. Thumbs up to all you out there. But for episode 104 of Taylor Talk, the Taylor Swift podcast, it's time to go. My name is Adam.
I'm Maya.
I'm Diane.
And I'm Steve.
Saying have a great day, guys, but before we go, hang on. And that's the show.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
See ya.